Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Friday, October 2nd. We're excited. It is a Friday, and I have a very hungover partner here in the studio.
Hello.
I must say, usually you don't look hungover, but today you do.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even try.
Really, huh?
I mean, I'm wearing yesterday's makeup. It's sad, but it's true.
Yeah. Well, last night, Jen and her friend Lauren threw a party for their upcoming new show. Radio show. It's called It's Complicated. And so you threw a party last night at the Churchill, which I found was a very cool place.
Thanks.
So is that like one of your favorite places to go?
It is. It's actually, it was really, really popular when it first opened and was like always so crowded and like you couldn't get in.
Yeah.
But it's sort of remained just popular, and like now you can like get in, you can have a place to sit, there's good food there, it's like cute inside.
Yeah.
So now it's actually one of my favorite places.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow, it's cool. But you know what, I mean I came to the party and then I realized how hungry I was, and I'm starting and I see people sitting with food and I'm like, how do you get food around here?
Yeah.
So I didn't know.
You order
how
it.
To get food from whom though?
The servers.
There were no servers
there
upstairs.
Were three.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see one. Nobody came to me.
Oh, we had dedicated servers. There was a bunch of people eating. Actually, I didn't eat dinner at all before the event. It was just, we were too busy. But so once I got there, people started ordering food and I would run by their table, have a bite of their food and run away again. I was like
good
dripping
idea.
With pizza sauce, like all down my face at some point. Somebody took a picture. I was like, stop eating.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, there was really no place to sit and order food, you know. So
all the seats were occupied, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So so eventually I got really hungry and I thought, you know, I better go get something to eat. But it was fun. I mean, you guys made a speech. I have a picture
of
you guys
making
a speech. The quality sucks because it was very dark in there. And those cell phones don't work very well in the dark.
No.
You know, I tried with the flash. That didn't turn out good. So, but I got there just in time for you guys to make the speech. I thought it was very nice. And you guys were very gracious and grateful and everything. So that was cool. You did obviously have a lot of support from your friends, and that's nice.
How many
people do you think were there?
I think probably anywhere between 50 and 65.
Yeah, that's about what I estimated.
Yeah,
that's
I was trying
nice
to remember
size, wow.
And like count who came and also send texts to everybody. And
yeah, that's nice of you. You know, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you got to know how to be a host, you know. Got to make people feel special, you know, thank them and acknowledge and everything, you know.
Yeah.
Very cool. So so how late were you guys there, all the way till midnight?
No, I think we left around 11:15, 11:30.
Mm.
And then a couple of us went out after.
Oh, really? You
place.
Still had energy to do that?
Yeah.
Wow. You guys are partiers, let me tell you.
I mean, we just, you know, some of our friends that came were like, let's just go somewhere else also. Like, let's stay out since we're all out and we're all dressed up and everything.
That's true, yeah.
So we went out just to another bar down the street and it was nice. It was nice to also then, like, finally get to leave our event and just hang.
Right.
And it not be us hosting and all of us just sort of hang out.
Exactly. Did you feel pressured being the host?
Yeah.
Really?
Man, I don't know how people have weddings.
Yeah.
That's all I could think about during it. And I was like, how people either plan their wedding and then have to, like, talk to people at their wedding. It's a lot of work. I didn't get to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
I talked to maybe everyone for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Or less.
Yeah.
Some people, like, I was starting to make my rounds again, or, like, if I, like, run into somebody, I would try and give them more time, but, like, it was hard.
It's hard with 60 people to do that.
It's really hard. I mean, thankfully, you know, people entertained themselves and mingled and did the whole thing, but it was just a lot of work.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I felt guilty. I'm like, I haven't talked to anyone.
Yeah. Did you have to make any preparations for that?
For the event?
I mean, yeah, for the event. I mean, I mean, obviously, you have to organize the place and everything, make sure there's a bar and all that. But is it like a big headache to organize something like that?
I wouldn't say it's a headache, and I like planning things. So for me, it's just something I'm like already passionate about. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, we created our own photo booth, like using a tripod, an adapter, an iPad mini, and we made all of our own signs that people used in the photos. So like it said, it's complicated and single, taken by Felicia. A bunch of different things that we came up with ourselves, and you know, we'd have to make sure that looked right and that the lighting was okay and that the app worked okay and that people knew how to use it. And then we also created the three drinks that were like our specialty drinks.
Yeah, I saw that on the menu, like Golden Girls.
Yeah, and the I don't know why they called Lauren's drink the Sophia Loren.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was a good drink. And then the It's Complicated was a really good drink too. And so we had to like go back and forth with the venue about those things. We had to make sure we looked okay. We had to get outfits.
Yeah. You guys looked gorgeous. I got to tell you, both of you really stood out, you know, and you can tell you took the time and everything. So that's why you didn't have time to eat, right?
No, who could do that when you're getting your hair and makeup done? And then also, so the gift bags, so many people donated to us, like they contributed to these gift bags. It was so great. I mean, we had like gym things in there, different gym classes, stuff from Adidas, microdermabrasion facials from somebody, hair products, all kinds of stuff. It was mostly girly stuff, like eyelash discounts, cooking class discounts. There's an app called Thirsty, and they deliver alcohol. They gave us $10 off coupons, and we put those in all the bags and like shakers and things. So we had to assemble all those gift bags.
Yeah.
And then we had to not only bring them back from Espionage where we package them, but then we had to bring them to where I live, and then brought them from there to the cars, and from the cars to the Churchill, put them out. It was a lot of work.
Yeah.
And then things got like delivered last minute, so then we had to put those in the gift bag. So it was a lot of work.
Yeah, it sounds like it. In a few minutes, we're going to have a guest calling in. She's a singer. We have a song queued up as well, and that should be pretty interesting. But yeah, and you know, and I mean, another thing that was cool, it was an open bar, you know, and that's pretty cool, you know.
No, it wasn't an open bar.
Oh, no, I paid.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, crap, actually.
Why did I think it was? No. That's right, I paid, but it wasn't a big deal, you know. I mean, well, beer was like $6 or something.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. But no, I mean, it was nice. It wasn't too big. And but I didn't see anybody I knew. I got to tell you, I didn't see any of the girls that had been on the show.
Oh, they were all there.
Were they
Shira
all there?
Was there. Taylor was there.
Yeah, I didn't see any of them.
What time did you get there?
I got there at 9:15, I think.
Yeah, I think all those people were probably there. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't see. I mean, it was hard to mingle because people were in groups and stuff,
yeah.
You know, and things like that. So, yeah. It's, you know, but then I'm thinking, you know, if you bring somebody with you, then you're with them all the time. You don't really meet people. So,
yeah,
I don't know how it works, man. I mean, I'm just like totally lost in these things. But I think going to a party where you hardly know anybody is pretty difficult. You
know?
You got to go with groups. You got to go and sort of like mingle with the group, you know, and things like that. So, but I felt grateful to have been invited, you know.
Of course.
It was cool. I'm really glad for you guys, and you did a great job.
Thank you.
You know. So I didn't drink that much. I only had one beer, and then
I can't say the same.
No, huh?
No.
How much do you think you had to drink? A lot?
No idea.
I saw you drink wine, right? Is that like...
No.
No?
I had...
Oh, it wasn't wine. It looked like a glass of wine.
I had vodka. I had one of everything at this point.
Really?
I think. Because people just kept handing me things.
Yeah.
To support.
That really screws you up when you mix up booze, right?
I mean, I should be in worse shape than I am currently. if we're
well,
be
you
honest.
Can manage your booze, you know.
Yeah. I do okay. But so, yeah, I don't know. People were just really supportive. So they, and obviously, like our show, we have two drunk girls, and now it's complicated. And so the theme of Lauren in my life is like kind of celebrating and drinking.
Right.
So people would just hand me drinks.
Really?
They're like, you need one. Do you need a drink? Here's a drink. Here's a shot.
Yeah.
Here's this. Oh my God, why aren't you drinking your own drink? You should be drinking the Golden Girl. So then I had to drink the Golden Girl. And it was like a whole thing.
Very cool. So that'll be cool. And then Lauren's going to be here Tuesday. I scheduled it for Tuesday. Will that work for her?
I don't know.
We have to find out.
We'll have to ask.
So she'll come in. We always have fun shows with Lauren in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And she's Jen's best friend, or one of her best friends. And they do a lot of things together and also have fun together.
Yes.
Yeah.
We certainly do.
Yeah. So... So, I mean, any big plans for the weekend? Are you going to continue partying?
No, honestly, I think I need to, like, take a nap.
Yeah, you really need to take a break, right?
Yeah, I kind of figured today would be my day to, like, decompress, like, tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been every day just working on this event and getting things ready. And
yeah.
So, tonight I'm staying in. Yeah. Also, I say that now and things could change.
But yeah, exactly, exactly.
We'll see.
Wow.
What are you doing this weekend?
I don't know. No plans yet, but we'll see. I am looking forward to it, but I might be meeting someone that I met recently. So,
like for a date?
Yeah, well, we'll talk about it afterwards.
Okay.
Okay. I don't want to make any promises or anything, you know. You know, so I don't know, but I really realize that when the weekend comes, it just gives me some time to really mellow out and stuff, you know, just sit back, relax, be with family. And I saw my daughter yesterday. We went to lunch. So things are going well. I make the rounds, you know, go see my parents. So
that's nice.
Just grateful to have family around, you know, because it wasn't always like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was here alone for many years when I first arrived here. I mean, alone meaning without family, but, but I built my life and everything. You know, when you're at your teens and your 20s, it's easier to adjust and adapt. So that's what I did, you know, but I missed having family around because I was pried away from my family when I was 16. Not really pried, but, you know. I don't know. I still say I wouldn't send my son across the world at 16, but they did.
Well, and it turned out okay.
Yeah, it turned out fine for me. I'm very grateful that they did. But at the time, you don't think about it. You know, you just think, gee, I'd like to have my family around.
Right.
So
who did you live with?
That has made me very independent. I first stayed with relatives and, and then I had to, my visa was running out and everything, and I didn't know what to do. I had a girlfriend at the time, and my dad suggested we get married. So get this, I got married at 17.
Whoa.
She was 16. It was obviously not a religious marriage or anything. It was just at the courthouse. We didn't make a big deal out of it or anything. So it was more like, so I could stay here and, you know, marry her, stay here and all this stuff. But God knows we weren't right for each other at all.
How long was that?
That lasted for about a year and a half. After we had been going out for about a year or so. Yeah, something like that. Here goes our guest. So we're going to go ahead and take that. Good morning. You're on the air. Is this Bela with us?
It is, Bela. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling us. Where are you calling us from this morning?
I'm calling you from Montreal in Canada.
Oh, wow. Is that where you live?
Yes, I'm located in Montreal right now.
Oh, wow. How cool. So did you grow up there as well?
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I grew up in Montreal. I've been here my whole life. And I was located before just a little bit outside of Montreal, like in the suburbs. But now I'm pretty much in the city.
Oh, wow. Very cool. So you are Canadian. Yeah. We love our Canadian neighbors. You know, it's
awesome.
It has Americans have very special relationship with Canadians. I think it's hard to not like Canadians.
Right? Yeah, it's true.
They're cool people.
We always apologize.
Yeah, Canadians are always like the ones that we think are the nicest.
Yeah.
Them and Midwesterners.
Well, you guys are really awesome too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You guys don't have to apologize all the time. It's fine. You can be yourselves.
Yeah.
So
how are you?
So Bela, so you're a musician, and so when did you start in music? How long ago was that?
So So I started music so long ago. So I'm 21 now, and I released my first song at 14 years old.
Wow.
All original music.
That you wrote yourself?
Exactly. So I started out just playing guitar. My parents got me a guitar when I was about 10 years old because I begged them for one.
Right.
And then they promised me that they'd get me guitar lessons.
Uh-huh.
And they never got me guitar lessons, so I had to teach myself how to play. And then eventually I started to songwrite and sing with the guitar, and it kind of just turned into this really awesome creative outlet for me.
That's very cool. It sort of reminds me of my story too. I mean, at about that age, I was dreaming of guitars. And, so they finally got me an acoustic guitar. Then I started dreaming of electric guitars. And I would dream that my dad gets it for me. And I've wanted it for a long time. Finally, they got me a nice guitar as well. So, but you've done something with your music, and I really didn't. You know, I just kept it as a hobby. So
yeah.
So you've been writing songs since you were 14 years old. That's pretty cool.
So I started writing when I was about 13, 14, and I started recording my music at a local recording studio. And then eventually I started posting my music on YouTube. And then I got a lot of attention from that.
That's cool. So you were born in a good time where you actually can get your music out there and get people to know about you through YouTube and social networks and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like, what's cool too about YouTube is because all my music is still up there, you can really track my development as an artist. I started off writing a lot of folky singer-songwriter, adult contemporary ballads.
Right.
And like a lot of my songs are really sad.
Really?
And now my music is so happy and energetic, and you just want to bob your head to it and dance and sing along, and it's really poppy. So it's really cool that you could see the transition.
Yeah. So you started with how can you write sad songs when you're so young? I mean, how much heartbreak do you go through, you know?
Well, I find like sadness is an inspiration in a way, because when you're sad, it's so easy to write. Like when I'm happy, it takes me so long to write a song.
Really?
Because it's harder to find inspiration. Like when you're sad and you realize that everyone else in the world is also going through some sort of pain,
right,
it helps you to write something for those people to also connect with.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing, but it's definitely something that when you're sad, writing, for me at least, it makes me feel better. It's like this thing that's always there that I can just go to when I'm not feeling at my best. I can just go to it, and music is just, it's always there for me.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. And I think also when you write like sad songs, it comes from the heart, you know. I think you're more in touch with your feelings. To write songs like that, you know,
and
happy songs is more like, hey, I feel great, you know, let me share my music with you.
Well, it's a weird thing, because my happy songs, what I try to do with them is just basically create some sort of message in them that I think everyone can relate to, but maybe they forget about this message, so that, you know, this song is going to help them realize. So there's a song that I recently put out. It's actually my debut single. For this project with my new stage name, Bela.
Uh-huh.
And this song, it just reminds people that if they're not happy with their lives, like if they're in control, they can change it if they want to.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to listen to the song in just a minute. And I have a copy of it here called Turn It Around, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Sounds positive. Turn It Around.
Yeah.
It's really like, it also, you know, tries to express like, just go for it. Don't hold back. Just like do whatever you feel is right, and you know, just live life without, you know, putting those social constraints on yourself. So it's really cool to be able to share such a positive message with people, and like they're reacting differently than when I was releasing sad music. But I think this style of music is better in a way for the greater good, because it's going to make people happy and it can change lives in a way.
Right. And okay, so we might as well play the song now since we introduced it. And the song is called Turn It Around by Bela. So let's take a listen here for a moment.
I've been trying to let it go, but it hangs over me. Couldn't stand to let it
Turn It Around, Bela. Wow, what a song. I love it.
Thank you.
Me too.
Thanks yeah. for playing it.
Of course. Very upbeat, very happy, very catchy too, you know. So it's so you wrote the song yourself, lyrics and melody.
Yeah, so I basically what I did was I worked with this guy called John Nathaniel, and he was with some very big Quebec artists, like Mahime. I don't know if you know her. So what we did was we literally spent 3 days in his basement studio.
Wow.
And wrote it, and he was producing the music. And then we basically just recorded all the instruments, and we literally spent 3 days just in this really awesome creative bubble. Of like, we did it like maybe 14, 15 hours a day for 3 full days. And after, it was just such a overwhelming creative experience.
Right.
It was just really awesome. And the fact that it was just 3 consecutive days, it's just it's something that I had never done before.
Yeah, like a marathon.
And I was just...
I said like a marathon, you know? I mean, you went...
Yeah, exactly. It was like a marathon. And like, it was cool to just immerse myself into the creative process and not have to leave it.
Right.
'Cause I find that often, like, if I'm creative and then I have to stop and then I have to go back to it, it really slows me down because I have to get into the mindset again. So this was really just a really awesome experience to do it that way.
Very cool. So now, I guess as you got older, you realized, okay, I want to change my style. I'm going to change my name as well. And what was your name before Bela?
So before I was going under my full name, which is Brittany Kwasnik.
Uh-huh.
And Bela, actually, like, the reason I changed the name was because I felt like when I was performing, people, like, weren't remembering my name or remembering how to spell it. So I was losing people in a way.
Right.
They couldn't find me. They couldn't spell it. So I knew that with this new music, which is a lot more simple in a way, that changing my name to something more simple would probably benefit me.
Right.
So I was thinking about changing it for a long time, but I was kind of scared to.
Right.
But then with this new release, I knew that it would be now or never.
Right. No, and it's cool because you can brand yourself, you know, and I think it is easier to remember Bela than Brittany. What was the last name again? Here, I have it here.
Kwasnik.
Kwasnik, that's right.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Yeah, and now I remember that we talked in the past because your publicist sent me a thing and I couldn't remember Brittany, you know. They only put Brittany in the email. And I thought, you know, I've met a lot of Britneys, you know, and I didn't remember. But now with Kwasnik, I remember exactly we spoke about a year or two ago.
Exactly.
So that was cool, yeah. Now, and also there's a note here about your name. What you say Bela is your Hebrew name?
It is.
Oh, wow.
That's a pretty name.
It is a pretty name, you. But I don't know that it's in Hebrew because I speak Hebrew and I've never heard the name before. Maybe it's sort of like a Jewish name as opposed to, a Hebrew name as opposed to an Israeli name, right?
Yeah, it's like... It's usually supposed to be spelled B-A-I-L-A.
Right.
But I changed it to B-A-Y-L-A.
Right, which makes more
sense.
So,
yeah, right. Like, I know, like, there's a lot of people, actually, with that Hebrew name.
Really?
When I speak to people, if their first letter of their first name is with a B, Bela is one of the more popular Hebrew names for the B letter.
Very interesting.
So, yeah.
Very cool.
The more you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And if it's your name and it's unique, you know, not many people have it, let's say, in the music industry, then you can really stand out.
Exactly. Cool. And, you know, also it's funny because when I was younger, like when I was maybe three years old, my parents sent me to this Jewish preschool because my parents are very, like, they're not religious or anything, but they wanted to kind of expose me to what the religion was a little bit so that I can make my own decision.
Right.
So they sent me there and they called me Bela when I was at that school.
Right.
So it's something that I still identify with it. And it's not just something that like I pulled out of a hat, you know, it still resembles who I am and I'm comfortable with the name. It doesn't feel weird when people call me Bela because I've been called Bela before.
Right. Very cool. Yeah. It's not just something out of thin air, you know, I mean, there's a meaning to it.
Exactly.
Sounds good. Bela, tell everybody how they can find you, how they can get your music and everything so we can follow your progress. Obviously, you've made progress since the last time we spoke to you, and I'm sure as you gain more experience, you're going to come up with, with even more sophisticated music, I would say.
Yeah, so like I am planning right now an EP release for sometime in 2016. You guys can watch out for that and follow me anywhere on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can find me facebook.com/BelaOfficial and Bela spelled B-A-Y-L-A. And Twitter, Bela Official, Instagram, Bela Official. You can find me there.
Sounds good. And are you able to connect with your fans and everything through the social networks?
Yeah, well, pretty much I just, like, I post a lot of things on social networking, and I really like to just be close with my fans and keep in touch and respond to them, because at the end of the day, it's you guys that is allowing me to do this.
Right.
And so I'm really thankful.
So finally, do you have any advice for budding musicians that really want to make it?
Sam, for you.
Yeah, for me, for example. No, but I mean, young people like you, how do people find out about you and your music?
So, well, I would recommend just for people who are pursuing this, I would just suggest to them to not give up. Like, if you keep making music, eventually people will listen to it. And the more people that are doing it, the harder it is. But if you continue and you continue and continue, eventually there'll be less people that you're competing with, and you'll make an impact at some point.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, today with YouTube and everything, you can really get a lot of exposure for your music.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like, you know, put your stuff on YouTube. Try to get it into some online stores like iTunes and Spotify, and that's the best you can do. And then you can just try to get it out there to as many people as you can.
Right. Now, are you going to... So, I mean, your plans are to make a career out of this, obviously, right? I mean, that's what you'd like to see.
I mean, that's my goal. That's my dream. That would make me really, really happy. So.
Yeah. Well, we wish you all the best, Bela. You definitely deserve it. I mean, you've put... I always admire people that put in a lot of effort and talent and actually take the initiative to do something, you know? And yeah, that's one thing. I never did anything with my music, so it always stayed a hobby. But, you know, I think if you take it the next step and everything... And I would imagine your parents support you, your family supports you.
Definitely.
Yeah. Very good. You see, you're very fortunate.
Thank you. And thank you for having me today.
Of course.
And for playing my music and getting my name out there as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Of course. Great song.
Thank you so much.
Very cool music. Yeah, I'm going to listen to it again, you know. And I know I'm not your target market, you know, it's probably younger people and stuff, but I like music like this. I like, you know, upbeat.
That's awesome.
Music.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm glad you like it.
Of course. So everybody check out Bela. I'm sure if you just put into Google Bela music or something, they're probably going to find you, right?
You could find me as well. I have a YouTube video that I just released for my single. Right. You could find Bela Turn It Around pretty easily.
Right. Yeah. Everybody check out this song. I really liked it. And Bela, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Of course. Much success to you. And
thank
come
you.
Back and tell us about your progress when you change your name again.
That'll do. Hopefully that won't be the case, though.
Yeah, no, you won't have to.
All right,
Bela. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All these inspiring musicians, you know.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so, you know, I mean, that's the thing. You know, you feel you have a talent, you feel you want to do something, you have to go out there and do it. You know,
yep.
I mean, it's not going to come to you. I don't care how good you are. There's just so much competition out there that if you don't do something to stand out, then you disappear.
Right.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, you know, you see so many people that don't actually pursue what they're passionate about. And then they wake up one day and they're like, well, I really want to be, you know, a professional like guitarist or like a rock star or whatever. Well, what are you doing?
Right,
are you doing
exactly.
anything to get toward that goal?
Right. Or some people will postpone, you know, doing something because, oh, I still have time. And then you become too old and you can't do it anymore. You know,
right.
like, I don't know, acting, being, you know, doing like young characters or something or sports. Anything, you know, I mean, you have to think, okay, do I want to, if you don't get paid for something, it's a hobby. So you have to ask yourself, do I really believe in myself to the point where I can be poor and still feel satisfied about what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Because I know some musicians, I mean, they actually stand on the street and play music and everything. They're not homeless. They're not necessarily poor. But they do it, you know, because they'll do whatever they can for their music.
Right.
You know? And I've always loved music. I still do a lot. I don't play the guitar anymore, but I loved it. I mean, people that haven't seen me in years, they always remember me as Sam with the guitar.
Oh.
And the singing, yeah. But that was before I was 16 years old. But I did also write songs when I was young. I think there's a lot of like a lot of creativity going through you, you know, because I think what happens is you try to imitate what you're seeing. You know, you see a rocker or something, you go, wow, you know, I'd like to be like that too. So you do whatever it takes, you know, and you get into it.
Yeah.
But then you grow older and you go, I can't make a living off this.
I mean, you can.
Yeah, but you got to take a chance. I mean,
right.
You know, it's a big risk. Very big risk. And, you know, here in Hollywood, we see people like that all the time taking the risks. Sometimes it pays off. Sometimes it doesn't.
But at least you got to try.
Yeah, exactly. And so you can tell yourself, because otherwise you always wonder, what if I tried?
Right. And I mean, the thing is, who wants to live with regrets?
Yeah, I know. And regrets usually, I think, not about things you did, but about things you didn't do.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. So, yeah. Now, this is funny. We're talking about young people and everything. They've released like a list of acronyms that are used by 13-year-olds.
Oh boy. I don't even know these.
Social media. I know.
I had to look one up the other day, actually, because I was like, I have no idea what TBH is.
Really?
Well, now
I know. Let's see. TBH is to be honest.
Yes.
Wow.
I couldn't figure it out. I had to look it up.
I know. Sometimes you have to try and figure it out, you know? Like people have used SMH, and I never knew what it was.
I don't know what it is.
Shaking my head. Yeah, like when I can't believe it,
right.
Something like that, or like...
Like, ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it means. I never knew that.
My favorite is facepalm. That's not an acronym, but because that makes so much sense. Like when you put your hand on your forehead and it's just like, ugh.
Yeah, you slap your forehead or something. Right. Wow, that's pretty funny. But there are some funny ones.
What
you
are
know?
They?
There's the word smash. They're not all acronyms, but slang that they use. Smash is I would have sex with you.
Okay. All right.
Let's see. They have some. BMS broke my scale. A way to say they like the way someone looks.
What?
Hey, they broke my scale.
Why would anyone say that ever? That's dumb.
I know.
Even in context, it's dumb.
I know. I mean, you know, it's like, look, like. They use the word dope now to describe something that's great.
Right.
It's dope. It's like, what's the connection there, you know?
I'm okay with that. That one, like, people say all the time.
Yeah.
But broke my
scale. I know,
scale.
But it was, when it was new, it seemed pretty weird, too, I think.
I don't know. Not to me, because it was just like a natural thing.
Dope, okay.
But broke my scale?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I know.
To me, that sounds like somebody's super fat.
I know, that's what it sounds like.
Or like,
right?
I'm super fat, so I broke my scale.
Right, but I think it's like, I can understand what they're saying. Like, off the charts type of thing, maybe.
But,
you know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like,
I mean, it does sound like you're referring to people's weight, but I guess it's a good thing when you say that to someone or about someone.
Right.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them we know, like IDK, right?
Right.
I don't know. Do you know FML?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people use that. That's F my life. I never knew that one. And then I thought, why would people say that, you know?
It's so negative.
Yeah.
I mean, I've maybe used that saying 3 times ever.
Right.
And it's like usually to somebody that knows I'm very, like I'm obviously joking.
Right.
Like I'll say it to like Taylor.
Yeah.
Taylor and I have a funny relationship. But so, like, we both just will be like, daylight. Yeah, like with the stupidest things. Like, so it's, like, really more sarcasm than anything else.
Right.
But when people say it, I'm like, is your life that bad, really?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and you don't say that. I mean, come on. Just because of one little thing, you know, you just... I mean, that's a pretty big thing to say, I think.
Right.
Yeah. They have... No, this one you probably never figure out. ILYSM.
I love you so much.
Right. Wow, you knew that.
I just figured it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, that's pretty good. I know sometimes acronyms, I managed to guess them the first time, but sometimes you just don't know. OOMF, one of my followers. A secretive way to talk about one of their followers without saying their name.
What does it stand
such
for?
Such as OOMF. One of my followers.
Oh, one of my followers.
Right. OOMF.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, I mean, but, you know, many of them are like, let's see. Cook session. When one or several teens gang up on another kid on social media. That's what they used to call flaming.
I've never heard
of it. Now it's cook session. Have you heard of flaming?
No.
Yeah, that was early on in the days of the internet. If you go into a chat room or something, and then everybody gangs up on you, it would call flaming.
Oh, weird. Yeah,
I know. That's not a good place to be. I remember I used to be on chat rooms for Howard Stern, and some of these people are extremely mean, man. And not, you know, because everybody tries to be like him and stuff. But the reality is he hasn't been mean in a long time. But his fans are like, my God, you know, I mean, I was flamed a couple times there. And you just don't want to go back there anymore. Yeah. I mean, even Howard Stern himself said, I'm not going on those rooms, in these rooms anymore. They're so negative.
Yikes.
Yeah. So you got to be careful what you say and where you say it, you know?
Yeah.
So Dunkin' Donuts is closing 100 stores.
What?
Yeah.
Where?
Here I was looking forward to them bringing another store or two so I can actually check it out. They're closing them all over the place in the United States within the next year. But you know what they are saying is they're adding stores in California.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, and that's curious because here we don't eat donuts. You know, that's why Krispy Kreme here, when they opened, they had like a million locations. Then they closed so many of them that you have to go far to find them.
Well, people like the Dunkin' Donuts coffee a lot.
Yeah,
so that's like a whole thing. I don't. Right. I mean, Californians aren't going to necessarily eat donuts, but we also have specialty donut shops here.
What, like low calorie type of thing?
No, but no. Like ones that have like cereal on top and like all these special donut stores. So, like, of course, we're not going to go out and eat chain donuts,
right?
When we have like specialty ones.
That's true, but I think also because we're health conscious here,
right?
You know, and people are like. There's a lot of things that are not around anymore, and conversely, you have a lot of places that have healthy food and salads and organic stuff and things like that. So, yeah, that's California. But, yeah, I'd like to try even the coffee. I mean, they've talked about it. I've never been to a Dunkin' Donuts because they've been mainly back east, right, until they brought a couple out here, I think.
I grew up with it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, but I personally love Krispy Kreme. If anybody had a chance to have one.
Oh, the hot ones, like when they're straight out the oven.
Yeah, and they melt in your mouth.
My mom would take me, like, when I was little, and we'd go, like, once a year.
Yeah.
And get a box of 12, and it was, like, me and my friends, and we'd all go, and we'd wait till the sign came on that they were hot donuts.
Right.
I mean, that was, like, a process to wait till that light came on, but it was so exciting. It was like Santa came.
Yeah. I think they do it, like, it's hot from 5 to 11, or 5:30 to 11 in the morning, and then 5:30 to 11 at night. That's what I figured out from.
Oh, I mean,
yeah, from they used to do that. So if you go during the day, they don't really make fresh ones. It doesn't taste the same at all.
No, the hot ones are like a piece of heaven.
Right.
They're just like.
It's like eating like cotton candy or something.
No, it's way better than that. No, I mean, like butter with texture. Glazed on top. Yeah. Like it's just so butter and more butter. It's so good. And sugar. Oh.
Yeah.
The good old days when I could eat those things.
Yeah, I know. But food is a lot about texture too, right? Do you find sometimes you eat something more for the texture than the taste?
No.
No? I do. I'm trying to think what it is.
Yeah. But
yeah. I don't know. Like, for example, Lindt chocolate, the balls, uh-huh. Do you know what those are? I mean, the texture, just the way it melts in your mouth and it breaks down in your mouth is amazing to me. I can eat that. So then, but what happens is in the summer it gets too hot and they kind of melt.
Yeah.
So you put them in the refrigerator and then it doesn't taste the same anymore because the texture is different.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll start thinking of that.
Pay attention to things like that. How it feels in your mouth. And there's entire sciences for that, you know, when people create foods. Like, how is it going to feel in your mouth?
Okay. Well, can we talk about cotton candy then since you brought it up?
Sure.
I don't really get why it's a thing.
Yeah,
it's air with sugar. Like, that's not food.
No, it's not food.
It's
but
like
it's
an
fun.
Accident. It's like
food.
How is that food?
Yeah,
it's like somebody accidentally made it and then was like, oh well, we could shape it and make it cool.
Right.
I don't know.
But it does melt in your mouth nicely.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it disintegrates and then it's gone and then you're like, what happened to my food?
Right.
I'm hungry.
I know. Come to think of it, me too.
Yeah.
Well, we have 5 more minutes and then we can go eat. But if you're in India, don't eat cows, man. I guess this man was suspected of slaughtering a cow in India. And of course, for Hindus, cows are sacred. So a mob ganged up on him and his son and killed the father, injured the son. Again, barbaric people do barbaric things.
Yes.
And I just don't understand. I mean, the thing is, okay, so cows are important to you, but how can anything justify killing a person, you know? I mean, why do people take it upon themselves to speak for God and to do his actions for him?
That's well, those are, I think, the people that don't believe in God necessarily, maybe.
But I mean, these are people that believe in, well, I don't know much about the Hindu religion, but no, I mean, in every religion, there's people that tell you, no, this is how it should be.
Well, yeah.
You know? And so, like, you know, ISIS and the extremists That's execute true. People and things like that.
So crazy.
Yeah, everybody has to tell you how to live.
It's just, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, and the whole refugee thing is, I think about it, it's a very sad story, you know.
And there was a shooting last night or yesterday.
Yeah, in Portland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So crazy what people do. Yeah.
And the killer singled them out as Christians. He asked everybody, what's your religion? When somebody said Christian, he said, well, you're going to see your God in a second. And he killed him.
Yeah. What happened to the shooter?
They killed him. The police killed
him. Okay, good. Yeah. I mean, not good that anybody died, but
right.
I'm glad he didn't get away. Yeah. How many people were killed?
Let's see. I didn't even open up the story, to be honest with you. But I guess a hero blocked the door and took bullets.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, so this guy said, you're going to see God. So let me see what... I think there were maybe 10 people that died or something. Is that possible?
So sad.
Yeah. Six, let's see. 9 people injured, 6 are still hospitalized. So I don't think anybody died, right?
Leads us to believe.
I don't think anybody died.
Except the shooter?
Yeah. Yeah, they're talking about injuring people. Yeah, 9 people injured. Mm. Yeah, and the gunman also died. So, yeah, that's a story there. And, yeah, he said to the professor, I've been waiting to do this for years. Wow.
That's just so sad. I don't really get it. I mean, the fact... They were talking about it on Today's Show this morning.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry to disturb you, but I just said that he killed somebody.
Oh.
So he had to kill somebody, yeah. I mean, he shot and killed a few people. I'm sorry. I have to take that back, but go ahead.
Yeah. They were talking about it on the Today Show this morning about how many school shootings there has been, like, in the past couple of years. And it's like, I don't remember the time frame, but there was like 142 school shootings.
Wow. So we don't hear most of them, huh?
No, I think we do. I don't know what the time frame was. And obviously, if I'm going to report the news, I should have this information. But I was leaving my apartment as they were saying these statistics, so I didn't really catch it. But that number stood out to me because that's so many. And they were saying how, like, you have kids. You bring them up and you want them just to be safe. And you put them in school. You want them to be educated. You hope that they're going to be safe in school. They're only around other kids. They're with their teachers. It's a harmless place.
Right.
But, like, the fact that you don't know what's going to happen to your kid after you drop them off, that's so terrifying. I mean, and this was a college, but, like...
Right. They do have to have security everywhere, you know? I mean, I don't know how else you can do this. How else you can solve this problem.
I don't know. But it's sad what people do to each other and how dark they are.
Yeah. True. All right, well, folks, that's it for today. We thank Bela for calling in. Everybody go out, get her song, Turn It Around. And have a nice weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.